Now, rewards are being offered for information leading to the arrest of some of Australia's worst offenders. Police and Crime Stoppers are today launching Operation Rome. Now, there's a story about this particularly in The Telegraph. It's a fugitive hunt targeting 19 of Australia's most dangerous and notorious criminals, including murderers, rapists and drug traffickers. Last year's operation featured the father-son fugitive Gino and Mark Stocco, who were arrested after a tri-state crime spree. Remember, I covered their arrest in detail with listeners ringing in to tell me they'd seen the pair near a rural property near Dunedoo, northeast of Dubbo, in the central west of New South Wales. For this year's operation, I thought we'd better talk to the chairman, Crime Stoppers Australia, based in Queensland, the chairman, Brian Roach, is on the line. Brian, g'day.
Ray, how are you?
Good, mate. Thanks for taking time to talk to me. Just run us through some of the targets in this year's operation.
Ray, Crime Stoppers Australia this year is launching Operation Rome, fugitive hunt targeting 19 of Australia's worst criminals.
Mm-hmm.
They're not necessarily our most wanted, but these are criminals that we can't find and we're needing the public's assistance to find them. So I don't want to go into specific details about what these individuals are wanted for, because all that information is available from our dedicated website, fugitivehunt.com.au. But certainly conspiracies for murder, sexual assault, robbery, and a lot of them, of course, are wanted for very serious drug-related offences. And I'm talking about those that deal in the misery of others by peddling and pushing this ice and other drugs onto the community.
Is it thought that these blokes may have just sort of melted back into the community and, you know, leading fairly normal lives despite the fact that they're, you know, most wanted?
Right, it's difficult to generalise in terms of these. Each of them, I suppose, has got their own plan on how they're going to evade recapture. So the point there is that we just can't find them for a number of reasons. That's because maybe they've hidden their identities, or they're using aliases, or they're hiding out. And again, they're wanted in various states and territories around the country, but most likely are hiding in other states where we just can't find them.
So,
All right, so then the point there is, of course, and the people around them perhaps don't know what they're guilty of. And so it's really having a detailed look at these images that we're putting on that website. And if people recognise them, to call Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000 or go online and submit an online report. And know, too, that you can do it anonymously.
Okay. Just that, where people can go and look at the photographs, and I'll deal with some of the individuals talked about in today's papers, what's the website that where people can go and see the images?
So we have a dedicated website, fugitivehunt.com.au. Fugitive Hunt. And we're being provocative here in this title, and that's for good reason. We really want to heighten people's interest in this particular campaign.
Your colleague in New South Wales, Peter Price, is quoted in today's paper about Operation Rome. One of the most notorious is a suspected hitman called Graham Potter. He fled while on bail for allegedly conspiring to murder for the mafia. He was last seen far removed from the south coast of New South Wales, where he used to hang out, in Tully, in Queensland. Uses various aliases. He spent 16 years in jail for the brutal 1980 killing of a young shop assistant at Wollongong, Kim Barry. He then ran a massive drug importation ring out of Griffith in 2008 and has been on the run for quite some time, obviously.
Graham Potter is the one that we have posted every year, Ray, for the last number of years. We cannot find this guy. That's because he's very clever. This guy is smart. As you mentioned, in 2010, in August, he was last reported in the area of Tully, North Queensland. So this is a guy who's wandered in Victoria, but hiding in other states. We don't know where he is, and that's why we're asking the community to have a look. And we suspect, too, in his case, he's using a disguise, he's using an alias, and you wouldn't know him if you know, you bumped into him, I'm sure. Importantly, Ray, if you don't mind, what we're saying to people, if you see any one of these criminals, don't approach them.
No.
But call 000 immediately and call police.
You see, these people could be, as I said, living in the community. That could be a workmate of someone who presents as someone who's living quite a normal life, but obviously is someone that is hiding something.
Correct. And the case last year where we had one individual from Queensland who was hiding in WA. And, you know, he was reported by, I can't say who, but someone who didn't realise that he was wanted. And they wanted this guy caught. So WA police were able to arrest him and he was extradited back to Queensland. So this is the point, that they're hiding, and they're hiding in other states and territories, we're sure.
I know you can't say anything about this, Brian, but some things never change. Potter was given bail in July of 2008. I bet the Supreme Court judge would like to have that decision over again.
As you say, right, Ray, I can't comment, mate. The issue there is not one for us. We really are about approaching the Australian community. And, you know, I can tell you quite clearly that Crime Stoppers works. We're getting really good results, and we're getting increased calls to Crime Stoppers from the community. So much so that Crime Stoppers calls are resulting on average 19 arrests a day.
19 a day? What, Australia-wide?
Yeah, correct. So over 3,000 last year as a consequence of calls to Crime Stoppers, and that's not a bad result.
No. All right, well, I would direct people to your website, fugitivehunt.com.au. Don't approach anyone that you think you may know. Go to the number 1-800-333-000 immediately, or if in really grave danger, 000, obviously.
That's it. 000, Ray. That's it.
Okay, mate. All the best to you, Brian, and I appreciate you talking to me. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Ray. Cheers, mate.
That's Brian Raitt, the chairman of Crime Stoppers Australia, talking out of Queensland, where their base is. But that's Australia-wide, fugitivehunt.com.au.